A rumour is a social cancer. It is difficult to contain it, and it rots the brains of the masses. However, the real danger is that so many people find rumours enjoyable. That part causes the infection. And in such cases, when a rumour is only partially made of truth, it is difficult to pinpoint exactly where the information may have gone wrong. It is passed on and on until some brave soul questions its validity. That brave soul refuses to bite the apple and let the apple eat him. Forced to start from scratch for the sake of purity and truth, that brave soul, figuratively speaking, fully amputates the information in order to protect his personal judgment. In other words, his ignorance is to be valued more than the lie believed to be true. And this week's opening quote comes from Chris Jami. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Well, you ever get the feeling that the whole world is crazy, folks? It really seems to have gone mad in the last 12 months, and it certainly has gone mad in the last couple of weeks. This seems to happen every time I have time off the show. Every time I decide it's time to take a week off and actually have some time to myself or do something to do with life, then the world just seems to go crazy. I don't know what it is. The terror attacks in London, of course, are wholly predictable and wholly expected, and were, of course, conducted on the 22nd of March. And if you look at the dates in America, that was 322, as everybody has been pointing out, obviously an occult number and obviously a staged event. If you have a look at a report that I put on the website, just the other day, the police and government announced the need to improve security in London and to introduce new vehicles. And these vehicles, folks, are like some type of domestic tank. And the police and the government announced they were going to be introducing these vehicles just to improve security, of course, within a week of this terror attack being staged. You have a look at these vehicles, folks. I mean, oh yes, they just decided to do this, did they, in the wake of these attacks. It wasn't any possibility that they could have had these vehicles ready to begin with and had them built prior to the attacks. I mean, look at these things. Well, they just think this up in the last week and decided it would be a good idea to suddenly build a tank police truck and release it because they have to because of the London terror attack. So staged, folks. I mean, what are they going to be doing now from this? You're going to be needing a permit or some sort of retina scan before you can drive your car into London from this point. Are they going to ban vehicles altogether from London? And of course, that's what you would do if you were staging a terror attack against the British government, wouldn't you? You'd run down all these innocent pedestrians and then crash into a wall and run around the building to the government building that you were attacking. Of course, that's what you would do. I mean, it's so obviously staged, folks, just another false flag in order to bring out these new vehicles and double the police presence in London. As I said, all rolled out within a week. Not that they had any of it ready, of course. It's just a reaction to this surprising terror attack in London. Absolute theatre for the masses, folks. Of course, they're claiming it was an attack against the government, but of course, it's only pedestrians and civilians that were killed anyway. Of course, one police officer, but as typical, it was mainly civilians who were killed. So if they want to keep people safe, why aren't they bringing out armored vehicles for people? That would make more sense. And bear in mind, this attack in London also happened to be predicted by my dear friend Ole Damegaard in wake of the terror attack that was staged in Melbourne, which was also obviously a staged event. And that's been pointed out by a few people as well. As I said, folks, as with all of these events, simply theatre for the masses. But of course, many of the masses are buying into it because they're all buying into this concept of Islamic extremism. They're all thinking that Muslims are terrorists and we need to protect ourselves against Muslims. Although perhaps we do, folks, perhaps we do need to protect ourselves against Muslims, perhaps we need to protect ourselves against the surviving family members of the over 4 million Muslims that have been murdered by Western governments in the wake of the Israeli and US government staged 9/11 attacks. Perhaps that is the terrorist threat that we need to be so concerned about. Perhaps we need to be concerned about the people who are upset at being the subject of constant terror attacks have been waged against them by the United States, British, Saudi Arabian, and Israeli governments for the last few decades. However, nobody seems to be too concerned over this in the last few weeks or couple of months. Everyone seems to be more concerned over Donald Trump's tweets and all of this sort of stuff. People still seem to be buying into this whole left-right paradigm, and they're not realizing that nothing has changed. The agenda is still going forward. The surveillance grid is still going forward. The tracking grid is still going forward. Facebook is getting worse and worse. Recently, Facebook obliged the Pakistani government by introducing draconian measures for Pakistani posts, and the Pakistani government took advantage of Facebook supporting their initiative by sentencing a young man to death. And what was he sentenced to death for? Well, of course, it was for a Facebook post. He was sentenced to death for blasphemy, folks. The crime of having an opinion against religion. That's all it took for the Pakistani government to sentence this man to death. The crime of blasphemy. Think about that. And it was supported by a lot of the people in Pakistan, and they're saying, yes, this man should be dragged through the streets for his crime of blasphemy. See, it doesn't matter whether you're Christian or Muslim or Hindu or whatever you are, folks. All religion is demented, and that's just the way it is. And if it isn't Muslims doing this, then it's Christians doing it. So stop all the Islamophobia and stop buying into the government's divide and conquer mechanism and realize that all of this is a play. There's really just people on the earth. If we get governments out of the equation, then we could probably get somewhere and build some sort of vibrant and good future. You know, somewhere that was actually going to be sane and something that was going to be supportive of humankind rather than this farcical, ridiculous system that we live in. But there you go, folks. Facebook is now actively contributing to supporting government propaganda and draconian government legislation and contributing to people being sentenced to death for simply having an opinion. So congratulations to Mark Zuckerberg and Fascist Book for contributing to a young man receiving the death sentence in Pakistan. That's what Facebook has deteriorated to become, folks, as if it wasn't bad enough already. But of course, people aren't paying attention to this sort of thing because they're more concerned over Donald Trump's tweets and whether the left or the right is going to emerge victorious in a theatrical struggle that is being staged by mainstream media and by many of the independent media as well. The left and right struggle and Islamophobia seems to be the order of the day with everybody at the moment, and it really is quite shocking to see. But really, folks, there's more going on in the world than Donald Trump. As I said, the surveillance grid is still going ahead. Fukushima is still melting down. The AI control grid is going ahead in leaps and bounds, and everything is being linked up and everything is being hooked together and everything is being tracked, everything is being surveilled. Now, worried about Donald Trump and Donald Trump being surveilled, folks, everybody is surveilled. Everybody who has a mobile phone or logs onto Facebook or has a computer is surveilled. That's one of the reasons the internet was introduced and brought to the world. Admittedly, it's a beast that's a little bit out of control. And the government doesn't really have any real way of controlling it. Now the beast is loose. Now Pandora's box has been opened. But one of the main reasons for the internet has been to surveil and track people. I mean, it was a military program after all. The World Wide Web, when it first started, was a military program. And that's what the whole smart grid's about as well. It's about linking everything up all into this digital control grid. And if we allow everything to go completely digital, it's just going to get worse and worse. And it's still happening. And people really aren't paying too much attention to it. And something else that seems to have happened in the last couple of years, most especially in the last 12 months, is that so much of the independent media seems to have lost its way. It's really strange, you know, the advent of first the Flat Earth movement and then Donald Trump seems to have successfully divided the entire movement, and people are sort of running around now almost like chickens with their heads cut off. Nobody really knows which direction to focus their attention. So much of the independent media has been reduced to infighting, and so many people looking to desperately find the little niche they belong into rather than stepping back and maintaining focus on the larger picture. There's so many aspects at play here, folks, and there's so many things at play, but so many people are effectively pigeonholing themselves and saying, well, my pigeonhole contains all the valuable research, and those who won't come down my little pigeonhole with me are the enemy. It's just a really bizarre thing. And this is happening to so many people in so many directions. There's so many people that are so focused on their own tunnel vision and they're just not looking at the larger picture. And I think a lot of this has been designed to do exactly that. Now, the independent media used to have a focus. You know, we were focused on the control grid. We were focused on the fact that there is this whole system being rolled out, and it's getting worse and worse. It's getting more and more totalitarian. And that direction and that focus seems to have been lost, and now people are locked into this left-right paradigm or locked into their own self-imposed pigeonholes. It's very, very bizarre to have seen. But I think people are desperately looking for some reason to maintain their credibility or maintain their reason to even be doing what they're doing. I think people are sort of looking at this whole left and right thing, and they're buying into it to the degree that they are starting to feel like they're a little bit worthless. They're starting to feel like Trump is actually going to lead them to safety or something. And I don't think he is, folks. I think that there's a larger agenda at play. I think he's going to do a lot of stuff to bring about American sovereignty and to make America great again, and this is predictable that he would do this. But like I said, I think it's still going to be supporting the same globalist agenda, and the flexing overseas seems to support that hypothesis. It really does. I mean, nothing has changed on the overseas front at all. And it seems reasonable that the United States would have been allowed to deteriorate to the point that it has so that someone like Trump could come along and apply the necessary band-aids so that the people would rally behind him in continuing to support this same fake war of terror and continuing to support the globalist agenda. And it's happening, folks. The same things are happening. The control grid is still being rolled out. The AI system is still being rolled out. Nothing's really changed. So I think it's pretty important that people look at this and realize that there is a bigger picture. Now, I find it fascinating that people are resorting to pigeonholing themselves in order to maintain some type of focus. I think that people are doing this because they've lost focus in general. And there's so many things at play here, folks. There really is. I mean, it's so predictable that something like the Flat Earth movement would have come into play. It really is. I mean, let's face it, there's a lot wrong with the current paradigm that we're given for what this Earth is, you know, our position in space. I mean, everything. There's so many things wrong with what we're offered that it stands to reason that something like the Flat Earth movement could gain credibility. But in doing so, I mean, it's now associated all investigation and all exposing of NASA's crimes and NASA's trickery and fakery. It's now associated all of that with the belief that the Earth is flat. You know, and by stating the definite that the Earth is flat is where the whole thing falls down. You know, by saying, look, there's a lot wrong with the current paradigm, you can actually gain some traction and gain some credibility. But by resorting to the absolute that the Earth is flat without ever gaining the freedom to find out, it actually defeats its own direction. So it's been cleverly constructed to do that, I think. And of course, it has to be constructed that way, and Flat Earth must be presented as being a definite and not a possibility. Because if you just state it as a possibility and not a definite, then there is no argument. And the real purpose of the movement is to create circular argument, which is why it has been presented in such a polarized way. And it really has served to divide the independent media to an incredible degree, as was very predictable. I actually stated this back in April 2015, that I could foresee the movement was going to do that. And then hot on the heels of the Flat Earth movement, you see the rise of Donald Trump, which further polarizes and divides the movement. And all of these things are done for exactly that purpose, folks, division and polarization. And of course, the Flat Earth movement had been starting to lose a little bit of traction in the last few months. So what did we just see? We saw Dave Chappelle put out an HBO comedy special which contained a lot of truth bombs and a lot of good stuff for the independent media, a lot of good stuff for people to get their teeth into. And as a result of that HBO special, we saw Dave Chappelle interviewed on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And of course, much of the independent media is going to be watching the Jimmy Kimmel Show to hear what Dave Chappelle has to say about the comedy special he just released. And what does Jimmy Kimmel do but bring up Flat Earth on the show in an attempt to regain the attention of the independent media and perhaps grab the attention of anybody in the independent media or any researchers or even comedy buffs out there who have not yet investigated the Flat Earth theory and have not yet locked themselves into the circular argument, which is the Flat Earth movement. Very, very clever play, folks, very predictable, but this is exactly the way COINTEL works. Of course, the Flat Earth movement will be latching onto this and saying, oh my God, look, they're talking about it, it's gaining awareness in the public eye, and you know, it'll be all played the way they want it to be played. But really, when you look at the deeper psychology at play here, it's very predictable that they would do this at this time. But all of this stuff, all it does is result in people fighting amongst themselves and not focusing on the system at large. And that's what this whole year has become. The last 12 months has seen so much of the independent media degrade into infighting. Of course, there's a lot of it as well that have gone down the sensationalistic path because the monetization of YouTube has caused all of this to happen. People are very, very concerned about getting clicks and likes and getting views rather than really bringing the truth to people. And so it's all served to divide the movement. And really, when you step back and look at it, so much of it is like chickens running around with their heads cut off, simply banging against the wall, each one trying to find some sort of direction and focus. You know, if there was some way to unite the independent media into having a common focus, we could achieve so much so quickly. And this has been something I've attempted to do over the last 9 years, and it has really been a struggle, folks. I tell you, there seems to be no way to prevent people from fighting amongst themselves and accusing you of the most horrendous things if you simply have a different view to them or a different opinion to them, or if you won't jump into their pigeonhole with them. It really is quite shocking, but it's been very obvious to see that there's no way we're ever going to be able to unite the independent media. So the question is finding what is a good focus of attention and what is something that we could do to emancipate ourselves from this system. And this is something that I've tried to do for many years, folks, is to discuss these possibilities and to look at the directions we could go in. You know, I've found that there's no system that can be introduced that's going to save anything, not unless we choose to change what's in our hearts ourselves. That's the thing. You know, people can come along and offer you a system, but unless you've changed your moral compass, unless you're willing to change the way you interact with people, it's not going to work. You know, the problem is that people look at a new system, and when they look at it, you know, look at anything that anybody brings along and offers to you as a way out, and it seems to be that's what people want. You can't just tell them the government's corrupt. They want you to say, okay, well, so the government's corrupt now, so give me the plan for what new government should look like. And they're only looking at it from the perspective of how financially secure will I be under your new system? How much food will I be able to put onto the table? Will I have a good roof over my head? Will my family be safe? Will I have a better car to drive? This is the way they're looking at it. They're looking at it from an economic and social perspective. And that's the problem. You know, if they were to look within their hearts, they would realize that if they were to change the way they interact with people, if they were to do the right thing in all that they do, then the system we have would have to change around us. We don't need a new system to be introduced. And any new system that is introduced, if people haven't changed their moral compass, if they're still prepared to sacrifice those around them in order to support an economic model and in order to have personal gain, then they're just going to end up back where we are now. Nothing's going to change at all. It doesn't matter what system is introduced. If we still look at it from an economic or social standpoint on how much we are going to be valued on the social or economic ladder and how much gain there is for us personally, then we've already lost. We've already allowed ourselves to just simply walk into a new slavery system. But if we were to remove those parameters from our train of thought and we were to simply think about what is going to be best for mankind as a whole, what is going to be good for all, what is going to work to empower and help this species live in the state of abundance that it should be in, then we would probably get somewhere. But we don't look at it from that perspective. That's the problem. You know, and that's why it doesn't matter what anybody brings along and offers you. It doesn't matter what system anybody tries to create. It doesn't matter what sort of a system people want to walk into. The problem is that they want someone to create a system for them to begin with. They don't want to have to change anything themselves. They don't want to have to change what's inside them. They don't want to have to change their moral compass. They don't want to have to do the right thing in all that they do. They just want to be able to say, okay, it's all good now, and then get up and go to work and pay the bills and all this sort of stuff. They just want a higher wage and maybe work less hours. And it's the fact that they're still prepared to do that, that they want to work at all, and they think they even need a wage, is the problem. You know, if we lived according to our hearts, folks, we wouldn't need any of this. And the issue is that we have just forgotten how to do that. That's where it all falls down. You know, and if we did that, then we don't have to change anything else. That's why people say, you know, if you do the inner work and change what's inside you, then it changes the world around you. And people believe that this is this whole New Age way of thinking. They can sit there and meditate and the world's going to turn into this bright, wonderful place. They don't realize that they actually have to get this understanding within themselves and then actually apply it to the world that they live in. It's a 3D world we live in, folks. I've been saying this for years. There's a clue there. The fact that you exist, that's the clue. You know, you're supposed to gain these spiritual understandings, but you're supposed to apply them to the world that you inhabit. And it's people's failure to do this that creates all the problems. No one can lead us to safety, not until we're prepared to do it ourselves. And that's the real issue that people miss out on seeing. And it's so obvious. It's right in front of people's face, but they just don't get it. You know, they look for energy in others. They attack, they infight, they do everything they can to get attention to their own work, to get energy from other people because they're so disconnected from source. The only way they can get energy is to hack somebody else down and to get that energy from them, to go onto YouTube and troll people's threads and post negative comments and steal energy that way, become keyboard warriors and clicktivists instead of activists in their own life. We've got to break this mentality. When we can break this mentality and break out of this way of thinking, then we're going to be able to achieve some change, but it's not going to happen until we can do that. And that's the scary thing that most people don't want to look at. They don't want to realize that the change has to come from within themselves. That's what most people don't want to do, is look within themselves. And that's the problem. Right there is the problem. And that's why change can start on the ground in any community right now, right where you're standing. You can change the way you think right now. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what you did in your life. It doesn't matter how much you messed up. It doesn't matter about any crimes you committed, any hurt that you did to anybody. Your life can start right now. You can become a new person right now, and you can step onto the path that you're supposed to be on, and you can work to make positive change. Everybody can do it. Everybody can do it any time of the day or night. All you got to do is choose to do so. Just change the way you interact with people. I mean, that's a big start, folks. It's a big help, just changing the way you interact with people. I mean, there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. Someone recently, whom I won't name, chose to interact with me. They reacted to the last show I did on jungle medicines by wild accusations against me because they happened to believe jungle medicines to be part of a CIA agenda. And rather than approaching me and saying, "Hey Max, I think there may be something more to these medicines than you're looking at, and perhaps we could talk about some of the research I'm conducting," rather than saying that to me, what he did was say, "Max Egan wants you to believe this. Max Egan is on the left-hand path, and Max Egan supports a CIA pedophile assassin." That was his first interaction to me, folks. Really not a constructive way to approach someone. And his reason for attacking me in that way is simply because he believes ayahuasca to be part of a CIA plot. And he's adopted this belief system because he has associated jungle medicines with psychedelics and the entire CIA-funded and controlled and introduced psychedelic era that happened in the 60s. And thus we see the fruit of having a belief system. But that's what he believes that somehow these Shipibo medicines that have been used and recorded in the jungle to be used for hundreds of years are part of a CIA plot. But the point is, folks, that it really was not a constructive way to approach someone and alert them to your research. I don't particularly agree with his research, but the point is, why would I even want to look at his research now that I've seen him make quantum leaps in accusations that have been directed against me? I mean, why would you make such quantum leaps and associate all sorts of support for pedophiles and CIA assassins and all sorts of stuff simply because someone has a different view on jungle medicines than you do? I mean, how does this add any credibility to your research if it can be seen that you are prepared to make such quantum leaps and unfounded accusations in a public forum? And not only that, but as I said, this is your very first interaction. And that's a very, very strange way to approach someone. And also, it's a very programmed way to approach someone and shows an incredible amount of insecurity in the direction that this particular researcher has. Shows a great insecurity in one's convictions to have to attack people in this way rather than approach them in a rational and reasonable manner in the hope of discussing this research and seeing if there's any credibility to what you're looking at. I mean, you know, that's the way we need to approach things, folks. We need to respect each other's points of view and be prepared to share what we're researching with other people without jumping down their throats and making all sorts of wild accusations simply because they're unaware of our research. It's quite a remarkable way of approaching anything. Like I said, I'm not particularly concerned about it because I don't agree with this particular line of research anyway. Well, not with the association of jungle medicines in this line of research. I think that has been a very, very clever play that has been very well orchestrated. But again, it's just no way for the research community to approach each other and to deal with each other. There are simply better ways of doing things. It's really not the way to create unity. And unity is something that we so desperately need. We really do. But unity seems to be slipping further and further from our grasp. It really does. And I've tried no end to unite the independent media in the last 9 years. Maybe we will get there, folks. Who knows? Maybe we will find some way of moving things forward. But unless we can agree to disagree on some issues and get some common focus, it's just not going to happen. That's the problem. We don't have that common focus, which is what we used to have. I mean, even though we were never really a cohesive movement, at least we had a common focus. And that seems to have been lost very much in the last couple of years. And when you step back and look at it, it looks like it's been a play. It really does. There's been so many things that have been interjected into people's consciousness and interjected into the movement that have just been used to distract and divide people. You know, you've got to look at things on the bigger, wider perspective. I mean, NASA, the Iraq War, Pizzagate, it's all related. The way the Flat Earth movement has been presented to the people, it's all connected. The diffuse and disrupt operations that are so very much in play at the moment, folks. So many people in the independent media are subject to these diffuse and disrupt operations. I am constantly, and so are others. There's so many things in play at the moment. It's so important that people step back and look at things a little bit objectively and regain the focus that we once had. Like I said, even though we were not a coordinated, cohesive force, at least we did have that common focus, and we desperately need to get that back. And we can do it, folks. We can get it back and we can get this focus. All we have to do is respect each other's views and agree to disagree on some issues and allow discussion between people rather than just going on the out-and-out attack when we find someone who has a different idea than we do. But I think we've reached break time here, folks. I'll leave it there for now. We're going to have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, so what is it that has caused all of this division and infighting and has caused the lack of direction in the independent media that we've seen in the last couple of years? Personally, I think it's what I outlined in the first half of this show. I think there's been a lot of plans that have been laid to disrupt and diffuse the independent media. And I think it's been very successful to a degree. But I think that if the independent media can gain a little bit of awareness of this and be aware of how they are being manipulated and be aware of just where all this infighting is leading to, perhaps we can circumvent these plans, because ultimately everybody is pointing in the same direction, folks. I mean, really, we're all looking for freedom. Everybody out there who's making videos, who's speaking about whatever topic it is they're speaking about, whether it's vaccinations, whether it's chemtrails, whether it's gematria, whether it's the counterculture, whether it's flat earth, it doesn't matter. Everybody is wanting freedom. So why can't we agree to have our personal focus and allow our personal focus to be there and enjoy the research that we're doing, but allow others to enjoy the research that they're doing and allow them to have their personal focus without seeing it as a reason to fight and argue with each other? Because that is the problem, folks. You know, the elites, the ruling hand who are running the show, they all have different belief systems, folks, and they're okay having different belief systems. They allow themselves to disagree because they all have the common focus of achieving this prison system and locking the human race down, and that's what they're focused on doing, and they work very hard to achieve that directive. But we don't have that focus. We are too busy arguing about the details rather than having focus on the general outcome. And that's really what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. I really believe a lot of it has been constructed and contrived. I think there's been so much infiltration into the independent media. There are so many trolls online now that simply sit there and insult you and bait you and lead you off the direction you're supposed to be on. And everybody is being subject to this. It's not just me, it's happening to everybody. And I think becoming aware of it is half of the problem, folks. If we can gain this awareness of how we're being manipulated and gain this awareness of where these fights and these belief systems are coming from, we may be able to move through it. I mean, ultimately, folks, if someone comes along and attacks you, just out and out attacks you, and that is their first introduction of you, chances are they're an agent, because that's what agents do. And if they're not an agent, then they're just someone who's severely programmed. But that's just the way it is, folks. But being aware of this is really half the battle. But I really feel it's imperative that we get some focus in this movement, or we're just not going to get anywhere. We've got to be able to step back and look at things objectively and realize that we may not be right in what we're looking at. We may not be right in all we're doing. I mean, I don't have the confidence in anything I say, folks, to say that it's right 100%. I mean, everything I offer you is simply my perspective. I hope I've made that clear right throughout every show that I've ever done. And even with every presentation I've ever done, I always point out that what you're hearing is my perspective, based on the information I've looked at and the conclusions that I've come to. And it's the same with everybody. I mean, life is a learning process, folks. That's why it's so imperative that you don't lock yourself into belief systems, because as soon as you do, then you've closed yourself off to all these other possibilities. I mean, I'm open to change. I'm open to experiencing anything, and I'm open to suggestion about anything. I'm open to the concept that the earth may be whatever you want. It may be flat. It may be square. It may be a hologram. It may be something completely different to what I think it is. How would I know? I'm quite open to the possibility, but I'm not prepared to state definites on anything. And I'm not prepared to really speculate and get out there and muddy the waters, because that's all it does. You know, you offer random speculation on things you have no real knowledge of, and all you succeed in doing is muddying the waters. And what I think we should be doing is focusing on freedom, because once we establish freedom, then all of the questions will be answered. But the problem is that we tend to lock ourselves into a belief system, and then we fight with anybody who doesn't agree with us. And it's a program, folks. It's absolutely a program. But there isn't anybody out there who can look at the entire spectrum. It would take several lifetimes to do so. So you've got to give people the benefit of the doubt and realize that not everybody has all the pieces of the puzzle, and that some people are going to be wrong. They may be right to some degree, but there's going to be things in there they haven't looked at, and it's going to be the same for everybody. It's going to be the same for me. It's going to be the same for everybody, because you can't possibly be aware of everything that's going on. So we need to give each other a little bit of leeway and allow each other to have differences of opinion, folks. But we've got to get this focus. We've got to regain focus on the system and realize that the state is not our friend, the system is not our friend, and with all of the infighting that's going on, all we've seen as a result is the police state being ramped up to a ridiculous degree. I mean, it's going so fast now, folks, it's like it's on steroids. It's ridiculous. So we need to regain this focus and stop the infighting. It's imperative that we do this. If we don't do that, then we've lost already. You know, the way we are going at the moment, we are our own worst enemy. And the biggest battle the independent media is fighting is against itself. And it's just ridiculous. And look, we've got so much information at our disposal now, folks. We really have, with what's happened with Pizzagate, the release of all of these Podesta emails, what's happened with the investigation that George Webb's been doing into the Clinton Foundation and DynCorp, and all the human trafficking that's going on around the world. We've got so many tools now. We've got so much information to share with people. And we've got to understand that it's all connected. All of the things we're looking at are connected. The gematria is connected to the banking system, is connected to the pedophilia, is connected to the war in Syria, is connected to the Gaza-Palestine situation, is connected to the Templar research, is connected to the Jesuits, is connected to the counterculture movement, is connected to the Flat Earth movement, is connected to the Black Lives Matter movement and the Women's March movement and the rights movement, the gun lobby, climate change, the whole thing is connected, folks. All of it is one big play. If we could just learn to allow ourselves to be different from each other and to put all of our research on the table and respect each other's research and allow people to have avant-garde ideas. It doesn't matter what people are researching, how much you may disagree with their ideas. Let them do it. It's okay. Because the common focus here is freedom. You know, if we could do that, folks, if we could create some unity now with all of the information we've got at our disposal, then we could really get somewhere. We really could. But it's our unwillingness to do this that is the problem. And It's always been the problem, and it just seems to be getting worse. And that seems to be what has happened to the truth movement or the independent media or whatever you want to call it, this push for freedom, this work that we're doing. That's what seems to have happened to it in the last 12 months. It's just fallen into so much division and infighting and separation amongst people at a time when we really should be coming together. But what I'm seeing is separation, and we've got to move past this, folks. We've got to stop believing that we are the next guru, that we have all the answers, because everybody has a piece of the puzzle. This is something that I've been saying for years. And if people could look at it that way and realize that we could become one cohesive, coordinated movement and we could change the world in a day if we got that focus, then perhaps we would do it. But it's only going to come through respect. We've got to stop attacking each other, folks. Stop trolling threads and stop attacking people whose research is different to yours. Approach them about it. Talk to them about it. Be respectful about it. Understand that people may not have looked at what you've looked at, and people may not have looked at what I've looked at. And so that's why you don't see me attacking anybody, folks. You don't see me ever posting negative stuff about people or trolling other people's threads and attacking them or opening web pages claiming they're a shill because they disagree with my pigeonhole. I mean, it's a ridiculous way to do things. It seems to be everybody's just vying for attention. Everyone's searching for energy. Everyone's disconnected from source. And so they have to collect energy from other people because it's the most readily available source of energy to them. And we've got to stop this, folks. We've got to stop and see how we're being played and realize what an incredible time this is. What an incredible opportunity we have here with all the information that's come out in the last 12 months. We really are at an absolutely amazing time in history if we can just get this focus. So let's get a little bit of unity and let's stop attacking each other. Let's get back to a respectful state that we once were in, and let's try to get back to that again. And if we haven't been in that state, if you've got a problem with people, we'll realize that the problem is with yourself. You shouldn't have a problem with anyone. Everyone's on their own path. What's it got to do with you? If their path is different to yours, well, that's fine because it's their path. That's the way it's supposed to be. And everybody's on their own path. And if they were to attack you because you disagree with them, then what would your life be like? So why would you be attacking them simply because they disagree with you? You know, we've got to break out of this cycle, folks. Break out of this divide and conquer mentality and realize that we're all facing a common foe here and get a little focus. We do that, we can change the world in a day. I mean, there's been so much positive stuff happening, folks. There really has. I mean, look at the rise of young kids now in the independent media. There's so many new young faces in the independent media that are bringing out so much valuable information. There's so many kids that are speaking out about things now. There's so many kids that are speaking the truth. There's so many people that are wanting to get on board and are wanting to make a difference. And it's such a positive time if we can just regain this focus and regain this trust of each other. Don't allow people to come in and undermine you. Don't allow people to undermine your work. Don't allow people to lead you off in another direction. And don't allow people to trick you into fighting. I mean, it happens to me too, folks. I get tricked into it. I get tricked into reaction all the time. And you're living this lifestyle, you're traveling all the time, you're preparing for talks, you're doing all these things, and it gets reactionary. You do. When you're running your life by yourself, especially when you have a life like mine, I'm doing everything on my own. Everything you see from the Crow House, folks, it's all a one-man show. All the radio shows, all the video editing, all the filmmaking, all the traveling, working out travel arrangements, all of this stuff, it's all a one-man show, and it gets very, very tiring and very trying. And you get on a very short fuse, and then you log online, you find people baiting you and making derogatory comments about you and accusations against you, and you just think, what's the point? Why do we do this to each other? And it's not just me that this happens to, folks. It's everybody who's in the movement. If you get out there and you start becoming an activist rather than a clicktivist, and you start actually getting involved in the real world and getting out there and starting to make a difference, you find you have to do it on your own. And you find that people get very short fuses. And so that's what we see with all this infighting, all this stuff that's going on between people. But it's an incredible time, folks. We've got such incredible opportunity here. Like I said, there's so many new faces that are coming to the fore now. There's so many people that are speaking out for the truth and that are wanting change. And if we can get some focus and some cohesion and some respect for each other, we can really push things forward from this point. I think it's a very, very positive time, a very amazing time. But we've got to real play happening here. We've got a real undertone of division that's been interjected into the movement. It's been done quite purposefully. Of course it has. It's been done right at a time when the movement was really gaining some swell. It was becoming a really cohesive wave. Suddenly it got undermined and divided. And we've got to realize how we're being played, because it's an incredible time of opportunity, folks. I mean, that's why the police state's being ramped up so much. That's why you're seeing all these new vehicles being brought in England, and all these laws being brought in all around the world, and all these terror attacks being staged everywhere, because they want to ramp things up, because they have to ramp things up, because the wave of awareness is really, really growing. And we can take advantage of that if we can just get some respect for each other. So let's do it, folks. Let's put all this stuff down. Let's allow ourselves to be different. Let's allow ourselves to entertain avant-garde ideas and allow other people to do the same. And let's get our focus where it should be, and that is on the cacistocracy that is running this world into the ground and running us into the ground with it. And the people are really being played, folks. They really are. They're being corralled into a nanny state very much. In every country that I'm visiting, I'm seeing the people more and more controlled. More and more, the fear-based mind control is coming into play. Recently in Australia, just a few days ago in Australia, there was some bad flooding around the northern rivers where I live. Nothing that we don't normally experience. I mean, Moolumbah went underwater, Lismore went underwater, a few of the local towns went underwater, a couple of bridges got washed out. It was a bad flood, it was a bad rain, it was a bad storm. But nothing more than what we experience quite regularly in northern New South Wales. And yet they shut down southeast Queensland and the northern rivers very dramatically. There were police out on the road. There were people being told to stay home. It was dangerous for them to go out. All sorts of stuff. Way, way more than normal, folks. It was full-blown fear-based mind control. Really getting the kids, the people that are coming up, young adults, to be scared of everything and believe that the state is there to protect them through all disasters and all catastrophes and anything that goes wrong in their life. All they have to do is turn to the state. You can really see how this is being played, folks. I've had reports from my friends in northern New South Wales. Some have said, yeah, it's pretty bad. The roads are flooded, but it's nothing like what we don't already experience. We get this all the time. And yet the play by the government has been absolutely exceptional during this flooding period. They've really, really pushed the nanny state to the people. And this is all part of Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030 as it is now. It's all about corralling people into the cities and getting them living in fear of their environment. And that's the way it's being played. I would question whether this storm was even an engineered storm, folks. It wouldn't surprise me at all, because they certainly do have the technology to engineer such things these days. And again, folks, all you've really got to do is look at the results of the storm and how it was played. I mean, sure, there's opportunity in all catastrophe, in all crisis, there's opportunity, but the government certainly plays it that way, which is why they continue to stage so many false flag attacks, such as the one we just saw in London, such as the recent one we saw in Brussels. I mean, they staged them everywhere, folks. Paris, Australia, they did one in Melbourne recently, which was obviously staged. And it shows just how scared they are and how quickly they want to lock things down, folks. So I think it's very important that people pay attention and that we gain some focus in the independent media. It's really important now. It's really important that people stand up for what is right and stand up for this species, because the species needs us now, folks. Humanity needs people to stand up. They need people who know what's going on to stand up and speak the truth and be strong for them. And we can all do this, and now is the time. Now is the calling, folks. And the calling is for everybody. It's just up to you whether you are prepared to heed the call or not. But mankind needs you to. Your family needs you to. Your species needs you to. Your children need you to. We need to stand up. We need to stand up for ourselves. We need to stand up and call this system out for what it is and stop allowing ourselves to be played. We need to pull ourselves away from the left and right theater that's being fed us daily, folks. We really do. And even with Trump, I mean, it looks like Trump's really trying to do a few good things. He really does. It looks like he's actually trying to make a difference. But, of course, he's got into the position and realized that you can't make a difference in that position. The president is just a mouthpiece. He's just a figurehead. The United States is not run by the office of president. It's run by the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the bankers who sit behind it. And I think Trump's learning that. And I think people are learning that as well. That's why you can't think Trump's going to lead you to safety, because he's not. You know, even if Trump is someone who is genuine in his intentions, he's going to have to make so many concessions with getting things through that he wants to get through. And the concessions he's making appear to be continuing the same disastrous foreign policy. So it's time the people stand up and call it and realize that we are the ones who hold the system up. The order followers, the people who do what they're told, the people who support the system, the people who work for the system, who work for the government, who work for the banking system. That's who is holding the system up, folks. It's our willingness to support these enterprises, to support these corporations, to support these wars, and to support the military, to support everything we're supporting. That's where the problem lies. And until we can change that, nothing's going to change. So now is the calling, folks. Now is the time for you to answer the call, because now is the time that you are needed most. Now's the time that your children need you. Now's the time that we're on a knife edge and humanity could go in any direction. It's up to us to choose which direction that is. But it's only going to happen if we choose to get involved. So let's get involved. And like I said, it's great to see so many young people stepping up to the plate now. It's great to see so many new alternative news channels. I mean, Pizzagate really did a lot to bring this about. Pizzagate really woke a lot of the kids up, and the Podesta emails, and so did the work of George Webb. That really woke a lot of people up to the crimes of the Clinton Foundation, what DynCorp's really up to, what all these fake wars are really about. The cat's out of the bag, and a lot of people know now. So we've got a lot of ammunition we can use. We've got a lot of truth bombs we can drop all around the world. So get involved. Start dropping them, folks. Start helping people understand that they can make a difference. All is not lost. You know, humanity is at a crucial time right now. And we can go any direction if we choose to get involved. So I know I'm repeating myself, folks, but let's do it. Let's get involved. Let's make a difference. Let's get involved in your local town. Start an action group. Start talking to people, spreading leaflets, doing whatever you can to wake people up to the fact that they can make a difference if they join with their community and push things in the right direction. That's all it will take. You know, we don't need any real movement. We just need to get the unity that we've never had in our community. You know, put common unity back into community. That's what the word is supposed to mean, common unity. And we don't have any of that. You know, I've been saying this for 10 years on air, folks, and that's the way out. It really is, and it's the only way out. It's only going to come from respectful populations who are willing to unite as one voice and stand up and speak the truth and say, hey, we're going to take the world in this direction now. We can invite the politicians to come along with us if they want. Otherwise, they can go live on Christmas Island and we can give them all a hammer and they can have their war. That's the choice they can have. Either join the human race or go and live somewhere else, but stop messing it up for everybody else. And all we've really got to do to bring this about is develop a little backbone, folks. We really do. And what we've just seen in Australia with this whole nanny state surrounding this storm is designed specifically to remove the backbone from people and to make people feel like there's nothing they can do in the face of this terrible storm. Oh, my God, don't have any responsibility for yourself or try to take any responsibility for your own lives. Don't stand up for yourself or brace yourself for the forces of nature or just be a human being and deal with the forces around you. Oh, no. Turn to the government because they're the only ones who can help you. You need armored police on the street to protect you from a storm. I mean, what a joke. What an absolute joke, folks. So it's time we wake up to ourselves and it's time we saw just how much we're being played. We really are, folks. And the folks in Australia are being played an incredible degree. They really are. They're being played like a fiddle through all this storm stuff and everything the Australian government's doing. The Australian government is so out of control. It's so corrupt. It's such a nanny state. Malcolm Turnbull is such a disgrace. I just can't believe that he's still in power. Hopefully the people of the country will wake up. Hopefully we'll see a little bit more in the next election. Hopefully people will decide to boycott the next election because they'll realise just what a joke it all really is. That's what I'd like to see anyway. That seems to be the only way to vote, folks. If you have to go there, just write no suitable candidates on the form and then hand that one in and see what they do. Or just don't show up at all. That would be better. And it's the same everywhere, folks. It really is. At least we've seen some countries wising up and throwing their governments out and sacking them, or at least working towards it, such as we saw in Iceland. We've seen a huge rise in this type of attitude in countries such as Greece. Spain's always on the verge of revolution, no matter how you look at it. That's just the way the Spaniards think. They really don't like being messed around. France has really gone to rack and ruin. I mean, Europe has in general. And they've used the Muslim crisis to do that, of course. They've pushed all the refugees in there just so they could create the Muslim crisis, just so they could make everyone locked into Islamophobia so they could bring out their police vehicles and do all the stuff they're doing. It's all such a play, folks. And all the world truly is a stage. But as I said, now is a time of huge opportunity. If we can just wake up to ourselves, start respecting ourselves, allow each other to be different, allow each other to pursue avant-garde rabbit holes if they want to, but let's just get some common focus and deal with this cacistocracy. Let's establish the freedom to put all of the mysteries to rest, because now we finally have the tools we need to do it. We've got so much information available to us now, folks. The wheels have fallen off the system. The criminal cabal has been exposed for what they are. All we have to do is coordinate ourselves and put all the information to good use. So let's get some focus, shall we? So once again, we are coming towards the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. And it has been great to come back and talk to you again. I'm still here in Hawaii. Some of the noises that you've probably heard today is the wind and the trees blowing on the roof. There's all sorts of things here. Koki frogs who sing all night. All sorts of interesting stuff. It's been great coming here and exploring the island, and I would like to extend my deepest gratitude to Michael and Jillian, the two who flew me out here and put me up and have looked after me so well while I've been here. It really has been wonderful to be here and to experience the place. But I'm going from here next week to speak at the Free Your Mind Conference in Philadelphia. I look forward to seeing everybody there who's coming along. I'll be in Philadelphia for a few days, and I'm going up to New York for a few days. Then I'm going over to speak at a gig called Regeneration in LA. Well, it's near LA anyway, and you'll find a link for it on my website. It's at a place called Bear's Paw Lake, or Big Bear Lake, that is near Joshua Tree. And I'm also speaking in Calgary in Alberta, Canada, and I'll get a poster up on the website for that as soon as I'm able. I was supposed to be speaking at a chemtrail conference in Portland, Oregon as well. But unfortunately, there's been a mix-up with travel plans, and I don't think I'm going to be able to get to that gig. So I'm sorry for everybody who may have been looking forward to seeing me in Portland, but it doesn't look like I'm going to make it. From there, I'm going to England to speak at AV8, Ian Crane's gig in England, which is a wonderful gig. I look forward to speaking to you there and seeing everybody there. There's also another gig the following week in, I believe, Swinton, but I don't have any details to share with you for that yet. It could, of course, be in my email. I have about 300 emails that I have to look at because I actually unplugged for 4 days this week, folks. I gave myself my first real holiday, and I went away for 4 days around the island, and I didn't take my laptop with me. This is the first time I've gone somewhere and not taken my laptop with me for probably 16 or 17 years. I haven't taken a computer with me. The first time I probably unplugged since the year 2000. And it was very good. It was interesting. It was great to do. But, of course, now I've got home, I've looked at my email, and I have around about 300 or 400 emails that I need to go through. So I apologize to anybody who's been trying to contact me for the last week, but I've actually taken some time out for myself, and I've honestly really enjoyed doing it. But thank you for joining me for the show today, folks. And I look forward to seeing you at any of the gigs you can come to. I'm also speaking at the Open Mind Conference in Copenhagen in September, but I'll get information to you as that comes closer. There's a banner for that up on the website already, though. You can go and check that out. I'm not sure how many details would be on the website yet, but the link is there. But thank you to all of you who've shared time with me today, and thank you to all those who continue to support the show. Thank you to all those who contribute to the Patreon account. It's the only thing that keeps me going, folks, so I really cannot thank you enough. And if you can afford a few dollars to drop in Patreon once a month, it would be hugely beneficial to me, folks. It really would. It would help me out a great deal and may lead towards me actually being able to afford to get some sort of assistance in what I do. I really would love to get an assistant, but at the moment I simply can't afford to pay anyone, so that's the tricky part. But if I can raise enough money, perhaps I could afford to employ someone for just even a couple of hours a day, and that's what I would really like to try and do. So thank you to everybody who continues to support the Patreon account, and thank you to everyone who continues to listen to the show, and to all the people who send me kind emails. Of course, I still do get the hate mail, folks. Some of it does come in, but I just don't generally open it. You can tell when email comes and it doesn't have an address attached to it, or it's just got unknown or whatever. It's someone who doesn't want you to contact them back, And generally, it's hate mail. So you soon learn not to open these sorts of things, and life becomes a lot easier. But again, thank you to all those who continue to support the show. And thank you to all those out there in the independent media who continue to stay unbiased and continue to stay focused and continue to work towards exposing the truth and working towards true freedom for this species. We need more and more people to stand up. More and more people are, of course, but we need more to do it. And thank you so much to those that are picking up the torch. It's really wonderful to see. But we have reached the end of the show here, folks. I'm going to have to leave it there for now. We're now completely out of time. I'm not going to be able to do a show next week because I'm going to be traveling. And I apologize for the lack of show last week, but I really needed some time off. And as I said, I won't be able to do one next week because I'm actually going to be traveling and speaking at Free Your Mind that weekend. But you will get one the following week while I'm in New York. And I'll look forward to speaking to you then. Please take very good care until then, my friends. In Lakesh.